This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. The American Farm Bureau Federation has submitted a request to the Environmental Protection Agency for an extension of the June 17th comment deadline for a proposed rule to revise the agency's worker protection standards promulgated under the Federal Insecticide, Fungicide, and Rodenticide Act. The proposed rule would make extensive changes in worker protection standards. AFBF noted in a letter to EPA that the agency issued the proposed rulemaking at the busiest time of the year for farmers. Farm Bureau members, those who would be most affected by this proposed regulation, are now planting crops, tending to their orchards, and prepping the soil for this year's cultivation and harvest. In addition, at the same time EPA issued the WPS rule, it also released for comment a proposed rule to expand its jurisdiction under the Clean Water Act. Finally, the existing WPS provisions have been in place for approximately 20 years, and the issue surrounding the revisions has been ongoing for at least a decade, according to AFBF. A 90-day extension of the comment period, given the context of the dialogue that has surrounded this topic, is a reasonable request. Delayed by a lingering winter and soils either too cold or wet, U.S. farmers have advanced corn plantings at a very slow pace in the key growing regions, according to Monday's release of Agriculture Department's Weekly Crop Progress Report, which shows only 3% of corn planted. With southern states able to get more fields planted than their Midwestern counterparts, the overall progress on sowing corn is up 1% from 2013, which was greatly hindered by foul weather that delayed the start to the spring crop season and resulted in a late harvest for U.S. farmers. The five-year average for plantings at this time is 6%. The USDA survey covers 18 of the corn-growing states and represents 91% of the 2013 corn acreage. According to the newest report, the key growing states in the Midwest are lagging behind due to weather delays, with Illinois and Nebraska only reporting 1% of corn crops planted. Neighboring states to the south are faring better, as Missouri has completed 9% of plantings and Kansas has completed 11%. Only two states showed significant progress at this time. Texas is estimated at 57% finished, followed by North Carolina, which has 20% of its intended acreage planted. At least 10 of the surveyed states have no planting percentages as of the release of the report on Monday. After the buckets of political blood spilled over food stamps this past year, the Congressional Budget Office has quietly lowered its cost estimate for the nutrition program by $24 billion over the next decade. The technical adjustment is tucked into a report issued Monday and reflects revisions in how CBO calculates what the average beneficiary receives each month under food stamps, formerly known as the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. It's just a 3% change, but more than a little ironic after the fighting over fewer SNAP dollars that dogged the recently enacted five-year farm bill. Indeed, having announced the adjustment, CBO's report then goes out of its way to say as little as possible about the rest of the farm bill's costs, even with the drop in grain prices. Surface Transportation Board officials told representatives of Canadian Pacific Railway and BNSF Railway that they have until Friday to report plans for ensuring delivery of fertilizer shipments for spring planting of crops. The Tuesday announcement followed on the heels of a hearing held last week on rail service disruptions, during which farmers told the board that any delays in delivery of fertilizer could disrupt spring planting. The railroad companies are required to provide weekly status reports on fertilizer delivery for the next 6 weeks, starting April 25th. Oregon agriculture scored a big victory during last fall's special legislative session with the passage of a seed preemption or GMO bill that prevents local governments from regulating agricultural seed and nursery stock, including biotech crops, according to the Oregon Farm Bureau News. However, a biotech ban initiative in Jackson County had been filed before that session, and it's slated for the May 2014 ballot. If Measure 15119 passes, It will make it unlawful for any person to propagate, cultivate, raise, or grow genetically engineered plants in Jackson County. Not labeled, not regulated, banned outright. If this measure is successful, it would have statewide and potentially national implications. Bayer Crop Science held the grand opening of its $2.4 million North American Bee Care Center in North Carolina on Tuesday, which company officials said will significantly improve its promotion of honeybee health. Located at the company's North American headquarters in Research Triangle Park, the center features numerous technological, scientific, and academic resources with goals of improving the health of the vital agricultural pollinators and of promoting sustainable agriculture effort. Officials said that the Bee Care Center is part of $12 million it plans to invest in bee health in 2014, and the center will bring together top talent in agriculture and apiology to develop comprehensive solutions. As a follow-up to the March 25th dedication of the Norman E. Borlaug statue in the U.S. Capitol Statuary Hall, President Barack Obama praised the work of the Nobel Prize winner and voiced support for the promises of agricultural biotechnology. In a letter to Julie Borlaug about her grandfather, Obama wrote, "I share his belief that investment in enhanced biotechnology is an essential component of the solution to some of our planet's most pressing agricultural problems." The Agriculture Department's Foreign Agriculture Service has announced awarding funding to more than 60 U.S. agricultural organizations to help expand commercial export markets for American products. The funding was made available through the 2014 Farm Bill. USDA began accepting applications for 2015 Export Development Program funding on April 17. The announcement includes the Market Access Program and Foreign Market Development Program. Eligible organizations can also apply for funding through the Technical Assistance for Specialty Crops Program, Quality Samples Program, and Emerging Markets Program. A new study shows that soybean plants can be redesigned to increase crop yields while requiring less water and helping to offset greenhouse gas warming. The study is the first to demonstrate that a major food crop can be modified to meet multiple goals at the same time. The study, led by Darren Drury of NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory in Pasadena, California, used an advanced vegetation model and high-performance computer optimization techniques. It found that by redesigning soybean plants in various ways, it was possible to increase soybean productivity by 7% without using more water. Soybean plants also could be redesigned either to use 13% less water or to reflect 34% more light back to space without a loss of crop yield. The research was funded by the National Science Foundation with support from JPL and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.